玉敏射马上一个赛季部分威水战绩
七多三四五六，咁啊三四重彩就要互穿啦呢场啊。咁我就揀隻六号做胆，咁啊脚咧就拖呢个三号嘅知道必胜啦啊，嗱呢啲都系热门嘅啊，七号嘅美丽跃动啦，八号嘅超能量啦，都系呢啲马噶啦，系咪？咁啊，我揀隻冷冷地嘅就何泽尧嘅啊，鹰之星啊，咁呢只马可以搏懵嘅啊。玉敏射马，
丽无虚发。
新嘅一季咧就系、是、第一场赛事就系呢个2020年嘅九月六号礼拜日啊。咁、我哋玉敏射马咧就喺呢个月嘅25号就正式开卖啊。即、就、系、是、我哋而家录紧嘅呢一个 promo 咧就系24号，咁即系听日咧就开卖，即系廿五号咧就正式开卖。咁啊到九月头嘅，咁啊今期咧就好似我哋加价喎。
我哋加少少啦，因為其實再咁多季，我哋都一路都冇加過價，咁但係 tips 啊一路都保持水準，咁啊都加翻100蚊就獎勵下我哋咁樣啦，咁啊所以咧呢嚟緊咧今季開始咧，我哋鬱敏社話嘅月費咧就由400蚊就加到500蚊，加100蚊咁多啦。
好啦，請大家多多支持，尤其是而家嚇，即係經濟又咁差，咁啊我哋埋頭苦幹啊，度啲好啲嘅 tips。等大家可以贏馬會錢，
冇錯啦。咁我哋咧，咁記得啦。嗱，廿五號開始咧就節目就上架，咁啊記得繼續要支持我哋啦。咁就希望大家咧就可以嚟緊一季咧就再贏一跟住我哋啲 tips 就繼續贏馬。多謝大家。
2021年嘅馬季即將開羅啦，九月份嘅鬱敏射馬已經開賣，而家仲可以經 PayMe 俾錢，記住早買早享受啊！
Here, it's the present day. They play me like a band. 山水水，到处都有污染。
Sculpture, Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Time, Liberty Music Festival start right now.
接下来，我们自由雕塑公园香港时代革命雕塑的揭幕仪式正式开始。 我们有请香港梁继平先生代表香港人为我们揭幕，我们有请王金涛先生代表中国七九民运为我们揭幕，我们有请陈天石先生代表中国八九民运为我们大家雕塑工人为我们的雕塑一起共同揭幕。
进行曲同埋叶明光归香港，我哋嘅舞者亦都会随住
曲表演今日香港街頭的競爭。This performance features our dancers with two very popular songs, our protest songs in Hong Kong, of Hong Kong for Los Angeles.
这一场我们将由香港乐团的朋友们演唱抗争歌曲《不屈进行曲》和《愿荣光归香港》，我们的舞者也会随着乐曲来表现这一年来香港街头的抗争，我们有请他们。
用多一次掌声吧，唔该。喺呢个结咗幕之后，喺结束之后，代表紧香港嘅抗争者，喺呢个时间，我希望大家可以默哀一分钟，为香港作出咗牺牲，甚至最终极嘅牺牲嘅，我哋喺度致出最崇高嘅敬意。We will now observe a moment of silence for those who have made sacrifices, maybe even an ultimate sacrifice. Please welcome to the stage the spokesperson of Liberty Sculpture Park, Lisa.
现在我们欢迎自由雕塑公园的对外发言人 Lisa， 代表自由雕塑公园欢迎大家。
你好，欢迎你来到。Hello and welcome to the Liberty Sculpture Park. Today we celebrate the addition of the Liberté Hong Kong sculpture.Here at the International Place of Remembrance and Human Rights Empowerment in Yarmulke. Today we distinguish the tens of thousands of people, mostly young students, that objected to mainland China's Standing Committee of National People's Congress decision to require a selective pre-screening of candidates for the 2017 election of Hong Kong's chief executive. September 28th, 2014, the many groups with differing agendas protested and occupied areas in several areas of Hong Kong for 79 days to demand free and fair elections. universal suffrage. Last year, the revolution for real universal suffrage reignited when millions protested the introduction of an extradition law that would allow Hong Kong residents to be moved to mainland China for trial and easy conviction. While their protest prevented Hong Kong legislators from passing it, they have not had their other demands for a free and fair election met. In May of this year, the Chinese Communist Party passed a security law that has made it possible for them to arrest Hong Kong democracy advocates, protesters, and journalists from opposing the CCP, forcing our U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to determine that Hong Kong no longer maintains a high enough degree of autonomy from China, and therefore recommending revoking treating Hong Kong as we did prior to July 1997. The security law passed this May will have wide-reaching effects well beyond Hong Kong. Universities in the United States are concerned that Chinese students taking classes discussing politics could be prosecuted in China for their schoolwork here. And American politicians have been sanctioned by the CCP for speaking out against the CCP human rights violations, mainland China's subversion of the One Country, Two Systems Agreement, and for supporting democratic reform in China. We gather here today to stand up for Hong Kong, knowing we are free from prosecution here, but not safe from the powers of the CCP. Thank you all for being here in person and on the internet to join our voices together in hopes that one day the right to vote for candidates for the people's choosing will be attained. Thanks to all our speakers today and California State Assemblyman Jay Albernault for his certificate of recognition and all the persons witnessing our event. Special thanks to all members of the media and those of you who are videographing and transmitting our information today. Your jobs here are vitally important, informing the world of happenings that otherwise would be covered up or forgotten. Yermo, the Liberty Sculpture Park, and the United States stand with the people of Hong Kong as they struggle against the CCP increasing denial of the autonomy that they were promised. We support those that adopt and adhere to the principles of nonviolent civil disobedience and the willingness to assume the consequential legal responsibility of their protests as they fight for Hong Kong's autonomy from China and the freedoms promised to them. Xie xie, thank you very much. Ceremony of the Liberté Hong Kong. Thank you for bringing your art to the Liberty Sculpture Park in Yermo. Congratulations and best wishes, Jay Albernault. Thank you.
I'd like to say, what a beautiful statue, guys. Can you give the sculptors a nice round of applause? The This is great to have something that defines what you're protesting. This is a song that was made in the 70s, but it's still prevalent today. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much, what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. You better listen to what you have to say. The world is in the coming, the world is in the hands. Or to teach the children, teach them the best that you can. The world won't know nobody, yeah, if you just let it be. Yeah, no, 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 no. The world won't let nobody. You gotta take a chance, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. I know you can do it, and I'll learn it well. For you, that's official. Building in the hands. For you, let them teach you. Teach them the very best you can. Keep on going, y'all. Wake up all the creatures. Time to build a new land. I know you could do it if you just lend a hand. The only thing you have to do is put it in your mind. I know that you can do it. You have to do it every time. The world won't lay no better if you just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better if you take a chance, just you and me. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. I come on, teach a new hand. Wake up. And you know what I'm talking about? All these teachers keep teaching those kids. All those doctors keep teaching those doctors, teachers, parents, everybody. We gotta do it, we gotta do it, we gotta wake up. Wake up, come on, wake up, yeah. We gotta wake up. Make some noise. Make some noise for your sculpture. Make some noise for this event. Wake up. We gotta wake up. Come on, wake up. We got to wake up. Come on, wake up. 2, 3, 4. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. This is a very important song written by a man by the name of John Lennon. About 40 some odd years ago, but it's still relevant today. Just letting it go. Yeah. You know, 2, 3. Imagine if there's no heaven. So easy to try. No more hell be lost. Above us, only skies. Imagine all the people living for today. And imagine there's no country. It's all that you can do. Imagine no killing, no dying. Imagine no religion too. Imagine all the people living for peace. Even me. And, but I know I'm not the only one. Someday I hope you'll join us, yeah. When we're living as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. Imagine feed a greed of hungry of mankind we stand. Yeah. Imagine all the people sharing a world today. They say that I'm a dreamer. But I'm not the only one. Someday
I don't look like us. But I want you to look at this sculpture right now, and I want you to ask yourself, do you see and can you see yourself in this sculpture? Can you?
Yes, I can.
It doesn't matter if you're an 80-year-old who came to the United States long ago, or you're a 10-year-old who were born here. You can see your own faces and identity in this sculpture. That's why this is important. And finally, this sculpture is important because unlike a lot of the sculpture we see around the United States, all of them, almost all of them, speak to the past. It memorializes something that has happened in the past. This sculpture represents the aspirations and hope for the future. This is the soul of what it means to be a Hong Konger, now and into the future. This is not about remembering something that has happened in the past. This is about remembering who we are into the future. And so, I want to say, and I want to end with this. I know this is a dark time, not just because the sun is down, but because freedom has been suppressed and erased. People are living under threat in Hong Kong right now, and in Xinjiang, and in Tibet, and everywhere in China. Every one of us could become a wanted fugitive tomorrow morning when we wake up. But instead of making us a criminal like they want us to, like they want to make us to be, by installing this law, by making me a fugitive, and by making everyone who speaks for freedom a fugitive, we are now all Hong Kongers. No matter your skin color, no matter your identity, no matter your language that you speak, you are a Hong Konger.
Yes, we are.
And so, to echo the words of the Sao Zhou who went to Taiwan and everybody else who are here today, this is a promise. We're not going to give up. We're not going to be silent. Today we meet in California. Next year, I see you in a free Hong Kong. Yes! Hong Kong might not be free today, but Hong Kong will be free again.
Yeah.
This year we are here. Next year in Hong Kong. Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel. 多謝朱浩文。喺一個咁荒誕嘅時代，我哋唯有一個通緝犯，跟住落去另外一個通緝犯。我哋下一個演講嘉賓係梁繼平先生。梁繼平喺去年七月一號踏入咗立法會，為整個抗爭運動創造咗一個新嘅方向，令到呢個運動得以延續落去。Please welcome Brian Leung, who last year on July 1st entered Legislative Council and helped change the course of the protest forever for Hong Kong for the better.
我们有请在2019年7月1日晚在立法会会议上勇敢地改写了整个抗议运动方向的梁继平先生。
大家好，我是梁继平，大家听得清不清楚啊？我想你大声点 ，OK？ 我是梁继平，我是2019年7月6日进入立法会宣读抗争者宣言的其中一个手足。我首先喺度感謝主辦單位嘅邀請，我嚟到今次嘅開幕典禮可以發言，亦都感謝陳慧明老師製作咗呢個雕塑，去紀念咗呢一場嘅時代革命。呢、這、一個雕塑讓我諗翻起2019年嘅革命裏面，當中唔同戰役嘅畫面，亦都有好多我認識或者我未有機會認識嘅手足喺呢個雕塑裏面被象徵住。呢、這個雕塑亦都提醒我呢、這個運動最重要嘅精神。除了是 be water 如水的靈活抗爭，或者是不割席兄弟爬山的團結之情，其實最重要的是有很多一個一個的香港人，他們寂寂無名地付出了自己的時間、血汗、利益、自由，甚至是生命，義無反顧地這樣去投入這場的運動。他們在選擇抗爭那一刻，他們沒有想過其實他們使不使坐10年的監獄，或者他們都沒想過需不需要終身流亡沒得回家。他們都不是想一世受人去稱重，或者他們更加沒想過自己會出現在這個雕塑上面。他們其實就在運動那一瞬間需要人去到獻身的時候，他們回應了那個運動的呼召，他們站起上來對抗警察，他們站了出來去對抗一些警暴，他們站了出來去拯救他自己的同伴。這一瞬間的決定可能要他們付出一生的代價，包括是坐監，包括是流亡，包括是被失蹤、被自殺。有數之不盡的抗爭者其實就在這些運動的不同的一瞬間去獻出了自己的一生。我想我們可以做的除了是用雕塑去用集會去紀念他們，就是要繼續這一場未完成的抗爭。我想我在這裡最後喊兩句口號，一息尚存，抗爭到底，光復香港，
時代革命。
多謝大家。
哎，有你們喊口號啊，有你說要喊口號。
多謝繼平。
啊。
我哋跟住落嚟嘅呢個演講嘉賓係黃君濤先生，中國民主黨聯合主席，1976年以嚟。在中國的民主進程當中積極和民主倡導者。 Our next guest speaker is Mr. Wong Ching-to, co-chair of China Democracy Party, activist and promoter of democracy in China since 1976.
下一个是我们说首席的人能够继续倡导中国民主运动的中国民主党联合主席黄君濤先生上台演讲。
大家好，今天我站在这里非常激动，我已经为中国民主运动奋斗了44年，44年中我曾经有几个历史的关头我站在天安门广场，1976年、1989年，今天我仿佛再次感到历史的转折点。这个转折点的出现，我们要感谢身后这个浮雕、这个雕像所代表的那批年轻人，他们为世界争取了一个关头。当上个月美国国务卿蓬佩奥宣布 美国将打造两党两院朝野的共识，将打造自由民主世界的共识，将打造自由民主世界的人民与中国人民的共识，在21世纪结束共产党的暴政，暴政不能和自由民主共存于这个世界。这样一个关头的出现，是我们身后这批年轻人用他们的勇气争取来的。香港国安法唤醒了整个世界，在西方世界许多问题上，对华问题上他们有分歧，但是香港问题上他们是一致的。感谢香港青年人。但是我还想说，1989年我们也见证过这样一个伟大的时刻，后来我们又有了将近40年的黑暗。我想向香港的青年人说一句，要做好长期斗争的准备，做好曲折斗争的准备，但是长期曲折，越长期越曲折越荣光，就像你们的歌词所说，愿荣光属于香港。中国民主党曾经在去年今年一直在为自由的香港而呼吁，我们在时代广场每个星期要喊的口号就是 Free Free Hong Kong， 下面大家跟我喊 Free Free Hong Kong。
Free Free Hong Kong!
Free Free Hong Kong!
Free Free Hong Kong!
Freedom!
Freedom
Hong Kong! 谢谢大家。
多谢黄班长。Thank you. 我们下一个演讲嘉宾是赵新先生，是全球知港联的发起人。Our next speaker is Joe Sun, the founder of Global Hong Kong Support Foundation.
下一个演讲嘉宾是全球知港联发起人赵新先生。
张过来一点吧，有那里小心。
非常感谢，非常激动，看见那么多站着的自由战士在这里。但是我想请教香港朋友一个问题，中间这两个字怎么读？我读的对不对？狼潮，狼潮，对，跟共产党同归于尽。大家都知道中国有句老话叫崖山之后没有脊梁，在崖山之后一代一代的暴君把那片土地上的人民脊梁都打碎了，都成了爬行动物，甚至经过一代代的洗脑，已经摧残成无数的脑残。但是今天我要说，崖山之后有香港，香港同胞们，香港的英雄儿女们，以狼潮的战略，以节节而坚韧的那精神，跟共产党进行了同归于尽的战斗。而且呢，经过这样长达1年多的抗争，已经彻底扭转了整个世界对中共的绥靖政策，彻底的把中共拖向了死亡的悬崖。狼潮战略非常成功。中国还有句老话叫国之大事为事为荣。今天其实我陈文明先生在这开了一个非常好的好。如果一个国家都以临阵就要那样的恶毒小人为荣，以生计人大妈这样的投票机器为荣，那个国家会充满奴才，充满小人。而如果一个国家以香港的英雄手足英雄儿女为荣，那个国家就会充满了自由公益的精神，充满了自由战士。所以我们今天陈文明先生在那开了一个好的，但是国民的名气如此的凋残，国运如何的薄情，这远远不够。我希望将来我们能追随陈文明先生的步伐，在中国的每一片土地每个省市都建立起自由英雄戒严，让英雄不朽，公益永存，让荣耀归于整个神州大地，让荣光归香港。谢谢。
听完咁多激昂嘅演说之后，喺我哋听更加多嘅演说之前咧，我哋有个好特别嘅嘉宾，佢咧系喺美国土生土长嘅女仔，但系佢旧年咧知道香港发生咗咁激烈嘅一个抗争嘅情况之后咧，佢决定写一首歌去送俾香港人嘅。
现在我们有一个刚刚路过这里，看到我们这里盛景路过的一个美国人，他在去年在香港的感动下创作了一首歌，想要在这里为大家演出，所以现在我们欢迎他。
Welcome, Max.
Welcome.
你好。
你好。
That's it. My name is Moxie. I am from Los Angeles, California. And exactly 1 year ago, I wrote a song called The Egg in support of Hong Kong's fight. I was blessed to visit Hong Kong and China last year with some of my best friends on a choir tour. And after that, I wrote this song. I lived with a girl from Hong Kong. She's back there now.And I miss her so much, and I miss the people, I miss the city, and I'm proud as an American to stand and fight alongside Hong Kongers. The song is for Hong Kong. 谢谢。
Thank you.
Thank you, Moxie. 多謝 Moxie。
OK， 整场节目不停的有人送来他们的礼物，有路过的美国人送来他们的歌曲。现在我又来插入一个，是我们来自金山的香港公海同仁送来他们的感谢状，与陈维明老师，让我们欢迎他们上台。
挑战强权，纵使离乡别井，老师仍然贯彻始终。老师同你嘅战友嘅故事，启发咗世界各地不同国家、不同地方嘅年轻人。为咗公义，必须众志成城，绝不可以屈服于独裁政权淫威之下。当然，我哋香港人亦都唔例外。你哋嘅故事让世界上好多流落他乡嘅移民明白到，喺海外都可以一样心系家乡，支持同支援拥有共同理想嘅同路人。最后，我哋仅以自己作为香港人嘅身份，向老师道出衷心嘅谢意。我哋感谢你一直对香港民主运动嘅嗰一份身体力行嘅支持。我哋更感谢你对我哋这些追求人类民主自由的同路人送出了一份如此珍贵和感动人心的礼物。这个美丽的雕塑将会永远保留在大家的脑海，时刻勉励着大家要为正义和理想努力。多谢。
谢谢陈老师。
以来，先后六次被捕，总计坐牢11年时间的赵长青先生上台演讲。
下位朋友系赵长青先生，系流亡美国嘅民主人士。
女士们、先生们，大家晚上好，非常辛苦啊，请大家再辛苦几分钟啊。我叫赵长青，半年前呢，我是来到了，我说是这里，我说参加，我说是六四大型浮雕揭幕典礼。半年后，今天呢，我又来到这里，参加，我说是光复香港、时代革命的，我说大型浮雕隆重典礼。在这里呀、啊，我也向陈维明先生及其工作团队表示崇高的敬意，是他们的辛苦工作记录了 中国共产这一政党，从30年前这六四大屠杀，到这李旺洋的这个铜像，到迫害香港儿女，揭露了北京共产主义政权的这个罪恶历史，但与此同时也揭露了大陆儿女和香港儿女为自由、为民主、为人权而抗争、而牺牲、而奋斗的历史。所以呢，我是向陈伟民先生呢表示我是这样一个崇高的敬意。其次，我们今天呢这个主题叫做光复香港时代革命。光复香港，光复什么？是因为在这之前，香港它是自由的，它是繁荣的，它是东方之珠，它是世界的明星。但是1997年之后，香港衰落了，在北京共产主义政权的支配下，香港一步一步的沦落到了今天。香港儿女不但失去了自由，而且他们今天失去的是健康，失去的是曾经的那个自由和繁荣。从去年6月9号到现在的1年多时间，他们付出了好多的香港儿女付出了生命的代价，被失踪、被绑架、被屠杀、被殴打、被抛楼、被强奸。我想这一切是不能容忍的。我作为89一代的一员，坚决支持香港儿女、香港人民的为自由、人权而呐喊、而抗争的努力。但是香港的问题不在香港，香港的病根子在北京，是在北京的共产主义和暴政集团，这是巨大的黑手。所以不管是对于香港人民来说，还是对于大陆人民来说，我们有一个共同的目标，那就是借我们最大的努力团结起来，结束北京共产主义暴政。如果北京的共产主义政权继续嚣张，它不仅是大陆人民的威胁，是香港人民的威胁，它今天也威胁到包括美国人民在内的人类。我们大家今天都戴着口罩，为什么？为什么？这是不是北京共产主义暴政集团作恶的一个直接的明证？所以我希望地不分南北，人不分男女老幼，我们团结一致，为结束共产主义在中国的统治，为结束共产主义幽灵对整个人类的威胁共同的努力。历史在我们这一边，正义在我们这一边，我相信荣光也在我们这边，在香港这一边，自由香港万岁！谢谢大家。
接下来我们邀请中国民主党中国民主教基金会理事。